Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program. We're grateful that you're listening and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages and of course we have excellent teachers. We'd love for you to come, bring your families. I tell you, you can have confidence in bringing your families, your children, and placing them in the hands of our teachers. Our teachers use the Bible when they instruct. They will read the Scriptures, and your child can read the Scriptures also. And so they can understand that what's being taught them is not just out of a book that somebody wrote, but it's out of the Bible that God wrote. And so you can have confidence in that. We invite you to come. Bring your families to our Sunday school services. Our preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and then our afternoon services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer meeting, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday. So you're welcome to come to these services, and we trust that you will. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. That's 124 South Main. It's on the same street that the post office is on. They're in Forestdale. This morning, we'd like to think about the subject of the power of God. Whenever you think about God, what do you think about? You know, I would imagine that some people, whenever they think about God, they would think about something like a ghost, you know, kind of a shaky, milky-looking substance with fog all around it and going woo-woo-woo-woo. You know, some people would think of God in that fashion. Actually, it's very difficult to describe God or to describe His power. The Bible gives us several descriptions of God as far as the book of Ezekiel is concerned. There's one, the book of Isaiah, there's another. The book of Revelation is yet another. All of these descriptions of God vary somewhat, and yet they have a lot of similarities. But to describe God is very, very difficult, especially when we begin to think about the power that God has. And that's all we want to speak about this morning, is just this one part of God, that is His power. How much power does God have? Well, you know, there's just no way to describe the power of God. God is very, very strong. He overlooks everything. He knows everything. He sees everything. He arranges everything. And He does everything His way. And by the way, everything that God does is exactly right. You know, God has never sinned. He is all-powerful. He has all power. Now, God's power is absolutely absolute. In other words, God has all the power that there is. Everything that God desires to do is exactly what He can do. In the book of Job, chapter 23 and verse 13, this is described as Job tells his three friends that what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. And so the power of God is unlimited. I would say that the only limit to God's power is self-imposed. Because God does what He desires, and He's not forced into doing something that somebody else wants Him to do, and He doesn't want to do it. Because God is absolutely all-powerful. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, and verse 20, the Bible tells us there that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now consider what this is saying, the book of Ephesians 3 and verse 20, that God is so powerful that He can not only do everything that we ask, He can also do everything that we think. God can read our thoughts. He is all powerful. There's nothing that is impossible with God. God can do anything. Secondly, God's power is unchanging. You know, God's power is so much different than mine. When I get up in the morning, I usually have a good deal of strength. I'm able to go and do a pretty good day's work. But when I get home at night, I'm tired. I've got to sit down and rest. You know, God is not that way. God just doesn't get tired. His strength is always the same. Now, somebody would say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher. He says, I remember when God created the world, He created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Well, that is true. The word rest, therefore, God, does not mean, though, that He was tired. It simply means that He was setting an example for us. Because God desires that we would also work 6 days and rest 1 day. That's why that it's good to not work on Sunday. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, though. And they go right ahead with their buying and their selling and their working on Sunday and never realize that that is a day of rest. God just doesn't lose power. He just keeps on His strength and His glory. The Bible said in Isaiah 40, verse 28, that God fainteth not, neither is weary. And so my God is absolutely all-powerful. He's totally full of strength and majesty and power and might. Well, how is it that God shows to us His power? Well, if you would, look in the book of Job 26. I love this chapter. I've gone through it many times and preached from it many times, and it just never gets old for me because it talks about the great strength and the God that built this world. Notice in verse 7, and I'm not going to read all of this because I just don't have time, but look what it says in Job 26 and verse 7. The Bible said, He stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. I love that. The Bible said that God's power is such that He hung the earth upon nothing. Early man wondered what held the earth up. And you know, some people drew a great big man that had the world on its shoulder, that called the man Atlas, you remember. Well, is that what holds up the earth? Oh no, the Bible said that God hung the earth upon nothing. We sent some astronauts out into space a while back. The United States sent some astronauts out, and they went out into space, and they looked back at the earth, and guess what they saw? They saw the earth hanging upon nothing, because God has made the earth and hung it there upon absolutely nothing at all. The Bible continues here, and it talks in verse 10 of Job 26. The Bible said, He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. This is the power of God. Listen, the Bible said here in Job 26 and verse 10 that God has set a limit to where the waters can go. You know, I've heard some folks worry about the great ice packs that's up in the North Pole and the South Pole. They're worried about the world warming up. And they're worried about the ice melting and then the waters flooding the earth and we won't have any place to live. Let me tell you, that'll never happen unless it's in God's will. If it's in God's will for the world to be flooded again with water, that's going to happen. But I'll give you this. When God flooded this earth the first time in the days of Noah, God put a rainbow in the clouds. And God said, I'll never again flood the earth with water. Now, are you going to worry about the world being flooded with water because the solar ice packs or the Arctic and the Antarctic ice packs melt? No way. God has set a bound. And God said they will not move. The Bible says until day and night come to an end. One of these days, this earth is going to be burned up. and the rule of Jesus Christ will come upon the new earth. And there he shall rule from sea to sea. That now he rules from sea to sea. In that day there will be no more sea. But let's go on. God's power is revealed to us, secondly, in the spiritual world. Here, in the book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 35, the Bible records an absolutely amazing event. That is, that Jesus Christ would be conceived in the womb of a virgin by the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you today that Mary was a virgin. The child that was in her was not Joseph's child. It was not the child of a Roman soldier. He was and is the Son of the living God. The Bible said in Luke 1, verse 35, that the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and she conceived and bore the Son of God. Now, let me say this. Mary, as far as her being the mother of God, that is only a term that is used to show where Jesus got his body from. But you see, Jesus, as he was not the son of Mary, speaking in the term that Mary was before Jesus. Jesus was alive and well a long, long time before Mary was born. You see, Jesus helped create this world. The Bible said that the Trinity of God was involved in the creation. And so Jesus was there. The Bible said that Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But yet he took upon himself the form of a servant. That is a miracle of the power of God. Who would have ever thought of a plan of God coming down and taking the form of a sinful man and dying for sinners and yet without sin, and shedding his own perfect, pure, sinless blood for the sinless sinfulness of all the people of this world. What a marvelous message it is concerning the power of God. You know, the Bible says when the soldiers come to get Jesus, the Bible said that they led him away. It didn't say they forced him to go. But the Bible said that they led Jesus. The book of Isaiah 53 records that Jesus will be led as a sheep to the slaughter. When Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross of Calvary, and it came to the place of his death. And it's hardly in our understanding to speak about the death of Christ. But Jesus, as he was there, he said, "No man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again." Oh, what a marvelous, marvelous power this is. You see, as Jesus was there, he had been beaten with this cat of nine tails until his body was looked like a piece of raw meat. The blood was dripping off of his fingers and off of his toes. It was running down his body. Had the crown of thorns upon his head. He was in much pain and much sorrow. And yet in all of that, he held his head high. The Bible said when it came time to die, that he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. This is not the way that a man dies, but it's the way that God dies. When a man dies, he dies because he cannot do anything else. He is out of strength. He's out of power. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus says, "No man taketh my life from me. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again." Well, this is just a very, very small part of the power of God. We do say this. If you're lost, trust the power of God. Look unto Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that you might have everlasting life. Come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, Missouri. That's South Main is the same street that the post office is on. We invite you to come. Bring your Bibles and your families and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you now for listening.